Today, New Zealand became the 33rd country in the world to declare a climate emergency and commit to a carbon-neutral government by 2025. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern presented the motion in Parliament today, which included, among other things, committing to reduce emissions to avoid a more than 1.5 degrees Celsius rise in global warming, seizing the economic opportunities that a clean, green reputation provides, and increasing support for striving towards 100% renewable electricity generation, low-carbon energy and transport systems.
Vote in favour of this declaration today. Be on the right side of history. Be part of the solution we must collectively deliver for the next generation.
National and ACT called the motion devoid of meaning and even went as far as labelling it a marketing stunt.
Declaring a climate emergency is nothing but virtue signalling.
Slogans over substance.
Actions speak louder than words.
However, the motion did come with some concrete actions. There was a commitment that the public sector would be carbon neutral by 2025, and if they can't, they'll have to offset against their budgets. Most agencies and departments will have to buy exclusively electric vehicles. At the moment, the government fleet has about 16,000 vehicles, and only about 1% of those are electric. Coal boilers will have to be phased out, and all government buildings will have to meet green standards.
We must get our own house in order. How can we stand and take a leadership position amongst the private sector unless we take the same action that we expect of them?
The motion also acknowledged the alarming trend in species decline in global biodiversity, including the decline in New Zealand's indigenous biodiversity. Jacinda Ardern added that the country must act with urgency, and the declaration is an acknowledgement of the next generation, an acknowledgement of the burden that they will carry if we do not get this right and do not take action now, she said.